And I said, I would never pick men like my father, right, and my stepfather, because they would abuse my mother, right? And I ain't have no man abuse me, but I like good-looking sick men. And I picked this man, and I thought I would fix him. His self-esteem was a little bit lower than mine, because, see, I grew up, I ain't had no self-worth, no self-esteem, and had sense of my inadequacies were just, ah. So I picked somebody who was a little bit lower than mine. And I figure I got these control issues, right? And I'm a perfectionist. You don't do it the way I want you to do it, it ain't done right, so let me do it anyway. But I'm going to fix him, and I'm going to clothe him, I'm going to buy him, I'm going to do everything he want me to do, but you got to do what I want you to do. I don't want you looking at her, and when I say you can't go out, no, you cannot go out. My husband went out one night, and I was telling my girlfriend this morning. I said, one night he went out, girl, and I was so mad. I was like, okay, you go ahead. You go on out. But you leave that paycheck home. You know what he told me? I ain't leave nothing. I was like, okay. When he went out the door, every stitch of his clothes went behind him. I mean, every stitch of them went behind him. And I married this man because I figured I'm going to change him. You know, I'm like that. I got this ego that, hey, if I give you some booty and I know it's good, it's on. I'm just getting honest. And I didn't want to get up here and get honest. So I married him. I figured I'd change him. Man, I'm not lying. He took me on a spin. You hear me? He took me on a spin. That man beat me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and screwed me for dessert. And I allowed him to do it. See, there's some things that we say we're a victim of, but we volunteer for. I volunteer for that because I stayed. But after taking that for years and years and years, I ended up shooting him and killing him. That was Mr. Hyde. But I wouldn't have no man put his hands on me, and I still don't today. Still don't today. I got a little bit more self-esteem than I had back then. You know, Dwight was saying Mr. Hyde left when he stopped using drugs. I've been clean since September the 19th, 1991. And for the past year, Mr. Hyde or Mrs. Hyde or whoever y'all want to call it, it's been coming out like crazy. And I've been sick of it and been praying to ask God, please take all this anger away. Because I know I got a split personality. And I did not want to get up here and get honest with you all and tell you some of the things that I got to tell you to get them off of me. I didn't want to tell y'all some of the things that have been going on with me. You know, after I shot my husband, Kellen, I had to go back there. I started using drugs, and I just went on this suicide mission. And I met this guy. I was at D.C. General Hospital. If any of y'all know D.C. General Hospital, with one of my girlfriends who was pregnant, and we was on like a week's mission. And we going over there so she can become less dehydrated. So I met this guy. I was like, he sure is fine. Let me see if he qualified. I was like, you married? He said, no. I was like, oh, okay. Not that I hadn't messed with married men before. I said, you gay? He said, no. I was like, okay, come on, let's get it on. So I took him home. He got a weekend pass from St. Elizabeth's. He got, oh, no, I'm serious. I like good-looking sick men. When I share my stuff, it's honest. He got a weekend pass from St. Elizabeth. He kept trying to get me to come to y'all meetings. And I was in denial. I ain't had no drug problem suffer when I couldn't find somebody to give it to me or sell it to me. And I always reject anything before I accepted this girl for me. And he kept trying to get me to come to these meetings. And when he came over my house that weekend, he had to go to a meeting. He had to get a paper signed to get back into St. Elizabeth in the treatment program. So reluctantly, I went in the meeting. And I met my sponsor there my first day, and I kept going, and I have not found it necessary to go back and use drugs again. And life has not been easy, believe me. I think this past year has been my most difficult or most challenging time. I didn't want to use this past year, but I just wanted to die. I thought about committing suicide. I was at the point one time where I had this box cutter. After I had lost my job, I gave my job up. I ain't losing. I'm going to get honest. I gave it up. I quit. And I just wanted to die because I was so used to and accustomed to this style of living. What happened, after being celibate for like 12 years, I figured, okay, God, I can put you to the side as far as this is concerned, because I ain't going to pick no more good-looking sick men no more. Yeah, pick a still broke. I picked one, and I swear he was good and sick. So in order to get rid of him, I'm going to pick me another victim. Get rid of this one, get another one, because I ain't want to be by myself. I was going through some stuff. And I picked one, good God Almighty. That fool was bipolar schizophrenic. And I was like, what? And for the first couple of months, it was okay, right? It was all right. I did my little thing. And one day, he didn't like something I said. He didn't like something I said one day. And he said, take me home. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll take you home. Come on, let's go. I reached for my jeans off my floor, and he snatched them. And we got to fighting. And I swear, I tried to kick him through my window. I'm not lying, because I knew that if I hit him in the right place, because he got a bad neck, he had fell off the roof from doing roofing work, right? And I knew that, I'm dead serious. I knew that if I kicked him in the right place, I'd paralyze him for life. So I don't want to hurt you, I want to kill you. You ain't putting your hands on me. Because see, that's when Beverly, and get the name right when you say it, that's when Beverly comes out. It ain't Beverly, it's Beverly, and she ain't to be messed with. She ain't to be messed with. Because, see, she came out on my job one time, and my supervisor was like, think I'm kidding? I was in school. I'm worked in a year, right? And I'm in school now. And I go to these little domestic violence groups and stuff. I had him locked up. Oh, yeah. I had him locked up because he thought he was supposed to come back to my house and get back with me like nothing happened. I was like, don't you know I live in PG County? I will call PG police on you. F the police and F you too. I was like, okay. Yeah, he outside my door and y'all need to come get him right now. He been locked up for almost a year and gonna be there. And no, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad if I gotta protect myself because he made threats on my life. But anyway, I went back to school. So I'm in college now, I'm back to school, changing my career because I don't think I want to do what I did. I'm still a certified addiction counselor working with mental health. So I should have known, right, seeing this craziness, that this boy was crazy. I'm in the field, but that show you just how crazy I am. So anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I'm in school, and I always want you to think that I'm this real nice, sweet person that, you know, is so sweet and so nice and it will help you. But I got a motive behind it. I got a motive behind it because I want you to think I'm that nice person. Or even I want something from you. I ain't just ain't told you what it is yet. But it's coming. Oh, it's coming. So anyway, one of my classmates, this young girl in my school, she don't know me. But we were talking about anaphylactic shock and we were talking about the pen. And the teacher was trying to explain stuff to her. And she was saying, well, what does that look like? And everybody in the class told me, what does that look like? So I have diabetes, and I use this insulin pen, right? So I pulled it out of my pocketbook. I was like, she was talking about something like this. This right here. Something like that. The girl came at me. She said, what you doing carrying around something like that? I'm not lying. All of a sudden, I did one of these numbers. First of all, it ain't none of your damn business. You ain't got nothing to do with why I'm carrying this around. So the teacher said, why are you asking her that? I said, hold up, Miss Handy. I can handle it. I cut her up one side and came down the other. And then I looked. I was like, wow, where did that come from? I felt so bad I had to go back to next week and apologize to the girl. It would have been the next school day, but she ain't come. Sometimes I cannot. I don't even try to control it sometimes because it's my protection, you know, when my fear kicks up. I don't want to come in here and tell y'all that I have a 9-year-old grandson, and I love him to death. And I was talking to the young lady that I rode down here with, and I was telling her about, we were talking about sexual abuse, and I told her I thought that he had been violated, and that I was so upset because he won't tell me who it is. And as a result of that, he was defecating on himself. And he had spent the night at my house one time, and he had defecated on himself once, and I talked to him. He did it the next time, and I talked to him. But that third time, I'm not lying, Beverly came out, and I beat him. And I felt so guilty and so bad. And I said, I don't want to get up here and tell these people this stuff, how I can change in a split second to be somebody I don't even like. I was at my daughter's house. Wednesday. And my son-in-law came in. And his mother had called my daughter to see if the kids could come over there after school because her family is here and she wanted to take them out of school just so they can be around there so she can play grandmother. And she asked my daughter told her no. She said, why? So anyway, make a long story short, she called back, but she must have been calling my son-in-law. So I was trying to catch the phone so Beverly could tell her something. But what happened, he came in the house. Now, I had no intentions of taking that out on my son-in-law. But when he came in the house, I was like, did your mother call you? He said, yeah. I was like, so what does she want? He said, she wanted to know if, I said, I know she did. Is she going to come over here and help them with this homework? No, she ain't going to do a damn thing. You need to tell your mother to mind her business. I went off on him. I'm telling you. I came out of halfway, I didn't even care. I went off on him. And I was like, I did that for about a good 15, 20 minutes. And then after that, I walked out the door, slammed the door. I was like, oh, girl, you know you ain't right. I did it this morning. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't throw my wig down and take my wig off, but I did it this morning. Me and the young lady that I came down here with. Me and the young lady that I came down here with, right? I like to blame people for my stuff. We were talking last night, and I know she don't want me to tell y'all this part. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but the TV wasn't working. And oh, my God, you know, I go to sleep by the TV. And I was like, come all the way here. And I said to her, I was like, dang, TV ain't working. I was like, who in the world come to Ocean City and watch TV anyway? And she got offended. Well, yeah, I already feel bad. I was like, dang, I was just playing. I was like, shoot, I can't help it with the TV, girl. We went back and forth, and I had to apologize. I said, you know, I apologize for acting out about the TV. I said, but I was playing at that point, but not before. At that point, when I said, don't nobody come all the way down to Ocean City just to sit up and watch TV. Except me. I was playing. So I had to apologize to her, but she said, well, I took it the wrong context. I said, all right, okay. But I swear, I am so glad that I have not used as a result of this behavior, because sometimes when that Mr. Hyde or Mrs. Hyde comes out, I don't try to control it. I don't want to control it. I know my head look bad, but it feels a lot better without that wig on, I swear. God. Huh? I swear. And you know what? That split personality, I be trying to front. Oh, that eats. Girl, please. Why you think I'm wearing Coogee? Ain't got a dime in my pocket trying to be somebody I ain't. I said, I'm going to take that wig. I had no intention to take my wig off, but it did get a little warm in here, so I said, shoot. Whew. Yeah, it did. So I did have to take that thing off because it just got too hot. And I know, yesterday, I'm not lying, I was in such a messed up space, and I was telling her, I was like, girl, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel like being bothered with nobody. I don't want to go up to convention center. I don't want to speak. I was like that till I came into the building. I don't want to speak. I don't want to go up here and be, oh, God, what in the world is going on, man? Some girl was trying to back out. I'm usually trying to be nice so y'all can think I'm this real sweet person. She was trying to back out so she could get this parking space. She said, wait a minute. I was like, if you don't get the hell out of my way, I hurt you. I was like, okay, where did the recovery go? I told her, look, I ain't spiritual today. I ain't got no recovery today. I just clean. Don't be saying because I got so many years that I'm supposed to be where you want me to be because I ain't there. I'm not there. Don't put me on no pedestal because I will fall off. I will fall off. And I mean, I'll fall off fast. So, today is a better day than yesterday. So far. Because I was getting ready to get into it again because my girlfriend, she has some little problems and she move a little slower than I am. And I told you I got control issues. And I was like, if she don't hurry up and get dressed so we can get out of here after she done talked me to death last night and we couldn't watch TV, and then she going to talk me to death and then going to snow on my ear. She fell asleep before I did. I was like, oh, man. But don't get me wrong because I love her to death. Don't get me wrong, because I love her to death. I've loved her since she came in the rooms. We've been friends with sponsor since she came in the rooms, and she'll always be a special person in my life. And I want to tell her, I love you. She know who I'm talking to. She going to ignore me. I'm glad I drove down here, because I swear I probably would be walking back or ask one of y'all for a ride. I'm serious. I hope I can get back in the condo when we leave out of here. I love you. Did I give a half hour yet? Keep saying. What you want me to share about all that crazy stuff? That crazy stuff that I did? Oh, Lord. Man, I used to go to the clubs, right? I remember one time I went down to Metro Club, and that was before I got clean. And we went in there, and we were high. Me and my girl, the same girlfriend that went to D.C. General Hospital with me. And you know, they used to have them little, they weren't little. They were big bouncers at the door. And we thought we owned stuff. So we go on the club, and we getting ready to come out, and we about 10 shades in the wind. And we got our drink in our hand, and the guy said, y'all can't take this out. I looked at him, I was like, who are you talking to? He said, ma'am, y'all can't take this out. We walked on past him. Thought we were bad. He grabbed her. I was like, oh, here, let me pour this out because I don't want it that bad. I'm not that bad. I'm going to fight a man. Not that big. Not me. Mm-mm. No. I don't know why they made this thing a half an hour. I really don't. And everybody getting up walking, and I'm saying to myself, who they think they are walking out while I'm speaking?
Cedric.
Don't they know I'm at the mic?
Cedric,
is that, don't let me call y'all names. I told y'all sometimes I don't even know who I am. Sometimes I don't even know who I am. And sometimes stuff come out of my mouth, I don't even think about it first until after it's too late. You know, after it's too late. But you know what? I've really, really enjoyed myself. I think I'm going to have to. Dwight said he shared 25 minutes. Didn't I share 25? At least. Who? 10. Oh, y'all clocking me. You know what? Let me see them name tags so when I get out here, it's on. Oh, it's on. Yeah. Like I tell them kids in my class and stuff, I tell them quick. I say, you know what? I tell them kids in my class, I say, you know what? I might be old, but I ain't cold. And I will fight a baby. My 18-month-old grandson, I go over there to keep him. He raked me across my face. I rake him across his face. He raked me across my face. I rake him across his face. He raked me again. I rake him again. Then he smiled, and I hug him, give him a kiss. I am so thankful and so grateful to be alive. I did not want to come down here. Where y'all going? I'm just playing. No, I ain't for real, though. For real, though, no, I ain't. because I figure when I'm speaking, you're supposed to stay here and listen to me. But you know what? I got up and walked out last night. So whatever you get, you're going to get back. Whatever you give out, you're going to get back. And if you're not humble, you will be humiliated. I don't feel humiliated because I told y'all everything I didn't want to tell you. Except for when I went off on my daughter on the phone yesterday. I sure did. I sure did. I told her if I had enough money, I'd move out of town, out of state, where I ain't have to deal with her and her husband and deal with my cousin and nobody else. No, I got to take me with me. Got to take me with me. Because if everything on the inside ain't right, ain't nothing going to work. Can't nothing touch you if everything on the inside is all right. You know, nothing. I want to read you this thing that's really me. You know, I thank God because I'm clean today, because it could have been another way. I really could have used or killed myself behind the situation that's happening for me in my life. I was looking at it as happening to me, but it's happening for me. And yesterday when we came up here, I got to tell you this. I suffer from ADD, so I forget a lot of stuff, and I move from one place to another. We came up here yesterday so we could register right, and I thought I saw the guy, and I'm not lying. I was getting ready to jump about 50 feet, and I told her, I said, I'm getting ready to leave you. I thought that was him getting ready to boot, but I know he in jail. I know he is, I hope, because she keep teaching me about him getting out early. I told her I'm going to leave some canteen money up there. Just bring it to me because I ain't going through it. Not going through it. You know what? I didn't want to curse too much on this tape. I try not to curse, but I curse. I ain't want to curse too much on this tape because, see, I go to church on Sunday. And I know my pastor right. And I ain't want him to hear this tape. I want him to hear this tape, but I ain't want him to hear this tape with me cursing because they see the other. They see Dr. Jekyll. They don't see Mr. Hyde. They ain't seen it yet. Let me put it that way. They ain't seen it yet because I only been there for a year, right? But I'm sure it's going to come out. I'm sure it's going to come out. And they hit a nerve to put me on the prayer chain. Oh, Lord, help me, please. But let me share this with you. It's called Today. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might humbly learn to obey. I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I asked for vision that I might control my future. I was given awareness that I'd be grateful for the now. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all people most richly blessed. And I really am. But I don't think them people that be calling me about my car note, and them people be calling me about, this is so-and-so from the education department. What do you want? I answered the phone real nice. Hello? Hello, may I speak to Belinda? I was like, who is this? This is so-and-so from the... I said, look, don't y'all people talk? I'm already in school. Don't call my house no more. I feel sorry for them sometimes. But I'm getting ready to shut up because my sponsor told me, if you share more than 15, 20 minutes when you lead the meeting, but this I ain't leading the meeting, this is doing a workshop, then I'll start lying. And I don't want to lie because I had courage today to tell y'all the things that I really didn't want to tell you. So if my sharing has helped someone, I'm glad. If it didn't, too bad, because it helped me. It really helped me because I got it off me. I don't care what you do with it. That's one thing. When I share with my sponsor and I have a therapist, I get that stuff off me because I don't want it. But I'd like to thank the committee again. I'd like to thank you all for sitting here listening to my craziness, and I'm going to keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.
My name is Albert. I'm still an addict. Let's thank Belinda and Dwight. Got a few minutes. Would anybody like to share before we close the meeting out? Who got something that they need to say about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Okay, we're going to close out. Hold on. We'll hit one person. Come on.
My name is Sandra, and I'm at it once again. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I'm bipolar too, girl. And he do jump out and jump in. When I did crack, I was in the closet. And I wouldn't come out because I saw ghosts. When someone said something to me, I said something back, but I was ugly and negative about it because I thought I was right about everything. You know, I don't do drugs no more. I got God. I go to school, you know, recovery gave me a lot of courage to go to school. You know, I was embarrassed that I couldn't read at first. I'm still struggling with it because I have dyslexia, and, you know, you read backwards, so they teach me the basics, as in learning the A, the B, the E, and the U, and the O. So, I'm doing that because I want to be something, which I am something, because I'm in recovery. We all are. And thanks for letting me share that.
Thank you, John. We're going to close out with the serenity prayer, please. Thank you.
That's it, right?
We're going to close out with serenity prayer only. God, grant me serenity to accept the things that cannot change, the courage to turn that can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Keep coming back.
Crazy.